Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. It is Friday. Thank God it's Friday, and we are looking at a holiday weekend. We are looking forward to a day off. A lot of us are looking forward to having Monday off, and I am going to try to take Monday off. It is a holiday, but I will be here on the radio. I will do the 12 o'clock noon program, the ministry program at 12 o'clock on Monday. So look forward to that. And if you're off, I just want you to go ahead and tune in from home. If you're not in your office and you have a computer available at home, then go ahead and tune in from home, because on Monday, I believe that my wonderful husband will be with me and we will be sharing together. I love it when he comes to do ministry with me, because that man has so much wisdom. He just has so much wisdom to share, and it's a blessing. He learns from me, and I learn from him, and iron really does sharpen iron. Amen. Iron really does sharpen iron, because we get to the point where we're just kicking ideas off of each other, and we're going through ministry, and we're sharing with each other about our different viewpoints, and, you know, it's, honey, what do you think about this, and what do you think about that, and we're talking, and we're sharing, and we're just having such a good time, and when the two of us get together, you better believe that a third person will have a hard time getting a word in edgewise, because we both can go. We can both go. We are both talkers, and we have been teased for so long about being talkers, you know. And for me, that's a praise report. Amen. Hallelujah. Because for years, you couldn't get me to say anything. I was shy. I was scared of my own shadow. I was scared to talk. I didn't like the way that my voice sounded, and I realize now that I do have a different voice, but amen, God made me with this voice, so I celebrate it, because he uses this voice to help other people, amen, and to change lives, amen, and praise God. So I'm going to keep talking. I'm just going to keep talking, amen, and praise the Lord until I take my last breath, amen. But the Lord has blessed me with a man who loves to converse, and that was one of the wonderful things about when we were dating. We would sit in the car and we would talk to each other for hours. We would just talk for hours in the car, and that's what attracted me to him, that he was able to hold an intelligent conversation. I've always been a bookworm, and I like conversation, and I like men who are intelligent. I like men who can hold their own in any arena. You know, you can take him to the hood and he can have a conversation there. You can take him to the penthouse and he can have a conversation with the elitists of the so-called elite. Amen. Because, you know, there's some elite in the hood. Amen. And praise God. So we have to be careful about what we think about people, and more importantly, what we allow people to think about us. You are who you are, and you are a designer's original. You are who God created you to be, and you are wonderful just because you are you. Amen. You are a gift to creation. Celebrate your originality. Amen. Celebrate who you are and who God has created you to be, and then just continue to make sure that others are celebrating that too. Amen. And if they can't appreciate you, then those are some people that you need to just get on up out of your immediate circle. Don't let people get too close to you if they don't have your best interests at heart. If people abuse you with their words, if you have a sense when you come around people that they have been talking about you like a dog, oh, you know when somebody's been talking about you, because they can barely look you in the eye. And I laugh because God delivered me from talking about people behind their backs. Amen. He showed me a scripture, and the scripture says something about be careful not to slander anyone to behind their backs, because you never know whether or not a little bird will take that word back to them. Amen. And people used to say, well, how did you know that? and someone would say, well, a little birdie told me. And that's scripture. I had no idea that it was scripture. Don't ask me chapter and verse, because this is Friday. And on Fridays, I'm coming to you, and I will talk to you about some things that are in the Bible that I have gained from my understanding. Remember, I will talk to you from, minister to you from my understanding of the scripture that's been planted in my heart. Amen. But I'm keeping it real on Fridays. You might as well call it Keep It Real Fridays. Amen. And I want you to call in. On today's ministry program, I want to talk about what's love got to do with it. I mentioned that I was going to dedicate some Fridays to this particular topic. And I want to talk about love. I want to talk to you about love. I want you to call me. I am a relationship expert. I want you to call me with your relationship questions and ask me anything about any relationship issue that you are having, or any good relationship. If you want to give kudos to your man or your husband or your wife, just like I just did with my husband, you can call me and I will open up the airwaves, the internet airwaves, for you to do that. The number is 646-652-4832. And I would love to talk to you about your relationships, about your love life. Amen. And I just want to share something that's been on my heart. I'm going to pray in a minute. I'm going to pray in a minute, and before I pray, I want to tell you what I'm going to start off with. I'm going to start talking about this down low love, amen. I want to talk about love on a down low, and I also want to talk today about women sharing men. And if you're a man and you're sharing, then just flip it. Just flip the script, because you can make it apply to your life also. And then I want to talk a little bit about the sanctity of marriage, okay? So those are three things that I want to talk to you about, and I better write it down, because if I don't write it down, I may not get to it in case I have a telephone call coming or something like that. So let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You're worthy to be praised. I magnify your name on today, Lord. I glorify your name. And just, Lord, I just worship you on today. I worship you because you deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise for my life and everything that you're doing in my life. I bless your name, Lord. And Father God, I ask that you will come in during this 30 minutes that I am here on Let's Talk About, on Power in the Word, this 30 minutes that I'm here doing this ministry program talking about love and marriage and relationships. I want you, Father God, to come in and have your way. Let your will be done. Speak to the hearts of the people that will tune in on today, and let us go down from this place different, better than when we came. And, Lord, at the end of the day, we will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that you have done, will do, and continue to do in our lives. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. 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 So today we're talking about love. What's love got to do with it? And I always have my scripture. I always have a scripture that I want to share with you. And my love scripture is 1 Corinthians Chapter 13, I want you to get this down in your spirit. I don't want you to be deceived about what love really, really is, or what real love really, really is not. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1, starting with verse 1, reads, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Love never fails. Amen. Amen. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through the beginning of verse 8. Love never fails. So let's get started talking about love. I want to talk to you, and I've already, you heard me, if you were listening earlier, you heard me talk about my husband and how wonderful he is. And this man truly is wonderful. He is a good husband. He's a man of integrity. He loves me. I have not found any phone numbers in his pocket, and I better not. I had better not, because I will hurt that man. I will hurt him. But more importantly, I will realize that when he gets to the point, if he ever got to the point of being stupid, of being crazy enough to think that he's going to find a better woman out there that's going to treat him better than I am and is going to be as good to him as I have been, if he ever gets to that point where he forgets that God put us together and what God put together no man can put asunder, and I declare that he won't, I declare it over his life right now in the name of Jesus. But if he wants to be crazy enough, then I would have to be graceful enough to know that God has something better for me. Amen. And I don't say that to be mean. I just say that to be, I know I'm supposed to be a wife. I am a wife. And I know that I'm supposed to be married. And I just am not going to put myself out of the game. Amen. I'm not going to put myself out of the game and say, this man is crazy. So because he's crazy, I'm going to stay with him and tolerate all kinds of nonsense. I want to tell you, woman of God or man of God, if you're in a relationship and the person that you're in a relationship with is handing you all kinds of nonsense, and if you're not married to that person, then it's time for you to hit the highway. If you are married to that person, then I recommend counseling. That would be the first thing that I would do with my husband if he lost his mind. I would go to counseling with him and try to get his brain working again, trying to get him back in the spirit. Amen. I would go to Christian counseling to try to bring him back to his senses. Amen. That would be the first thing that I would do. I would definitely try to make amends with my marriage, because God hates divorce. And I would do everything that I can to make my marriage work. And that's what I want to say to you today. If you're married and you're having problems, go to counseling. And if counseling does not work, then go to God and pray. You are not released until the Lord releases you, either through your prayer or through his word. Amen. And there's stuff in the word. I'm not going to talk about that right now. You can call me if you're in that situation and we'll talk about it. But I want to talk about the foolishness, the crazy stuff that people will hand you down in a relationship. And one of those crazy, stupid things is love on the down low. Love on the down low. I have a problem with love on the down low. Let me talk about what I'm talking about, because I know there are different types of down low, and I want to talk about both of them. The first love on the down low that I'm talking about is when you have a boyfriend or when you have a girlfriend, or there's a person in your life that wants to go out with you, but they don't want anyone to know about it, and they tell you to keep it a secret. That's love on the down low. They want you to be their girl on the DL or be their guy on the DL. Let me tell you something. Anything done in the dark is dangerous. Anything done in the dark is dangerous. If you can't publicly declare that we are in a relationship, then you do not deserve to be with me. That should be your declaration to anybody that comes to present you with such nonsense. Because if you have to be on the down low, if you have to be love on the DL, then that person has a lot more to hide than you. That person has a lot more to hide than the fact that he or she is dating you, and you need to just have a cup of coffee, a strong cup of black coffee, and wake up and smell that coffee and know that anybody that wants to date you in secret, and this happens in the church too, so I know I'm talking to some Christians out there too who are dating people, and they don't want you to know, they don't want anybody to know that they're going out with you, then let me tell you something, that person does not deserve to be in your presence, much less going out with you or being in a relationship with you. If it can't be public, if everybody can't know that you're Donnell's girl or that you're Aisha's guy, then you have the wrong one. You have the wrong one, and you need to kick that person to the curb. Amen. You need to get them out of your life. You're better than that. You're better than that to be someone's secret love or someone's secret lover. And that's a whole nother program, because if you're the secret lover today, you're going to be the secret lover 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Someone can convince you to put yourself on such a low level, then they're going to keep you there, which is like under their feet, right under their foot, because they're going to keep promising you the world and keep giving you nothing but their crumbs. And you're not a dog. You deserve better than the crumbs from somebody's table. God doesn't give you crumbs. He gives you everything, so you deserve better than to be somebody's down low girl or down low guy. Amen. Amen. And again, you can call me. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'll be here until 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this Friday before Memorial Day. And the number is 646-652-4832. And let's keep talking about this download thing for a little bit. The download. Now we have brothers on the download. I don't know if we have sisters on the download. I know that we have men on the download being in a homosexual lifestyle. And I want to say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And if you're a down low person, if you're in a homosexual lifestyle on the down low in secret and nobody knows about it and I have offended you, then I want to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I have offended you, but you need to just stop it, because you are hurting people by being in one lifestyle in private and another lifestyle in public. If you're going to be that, if you're going to be gay, if you're going to be in a homosexual lifestyle, then just go ahead and do it, and do it in the open. Go ahead and do your stuff in the open, and instead of being, especially for men, being a homosexual male in the private place, and then in the public place, you're married or you're dating a woman and you're sleeping with that woman. Don't you know that you can kill that woman with your lifestyle? Don't you know that you can give her AIDS? She can get HIV. She can get the full-blown AIDS and die. And don't you know that any children that come out of that relationship run the risk of having and getting AIDS? And don't you care enough? I want to ask you, don't you care enough about the next person? Where is the love? Where is the love? Maybe you need to care more about yourself. And if you're mad at me right now, call me. Call me and talk to me. My number is 646-652-4832. You need to care enough about yourself to say, you know what? I'm going to treat myself better, because it is known that if you have unprotected sex anywhere with anybody, that you run the risk of picking up a sexually transmitted disease. So if you're having unprotected sex and you're in a homosexual lifestyle, because of the nature of your intimacy, because of the nature, you have the risk of picking up AIDS or the HIV. So the thing about that is, you should care enough about yourself not to do things that are detrimental to your health. And that's what I'm going to say about that. I'm not bashing homosexuals. God loves you. God loves the homosexual. He loves everybody. God loves everybody and everybody. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But what I'm talking to you today is about two things. One is moral integrity. Do not do that thing on a down low. If you're going to do it in the open. And then I'm talking to you about loving yourself enough not to put your life on the line like that, not to put yourself at risk, because God loves you more than that. I love you enough to say this to you. Don't put your life on the line like that. I know that there is a whole bunch of stuff that you could say to me about this topic, and I pray that you'll email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com if you don't want to get on the air. But I want you to care enough about other people and to care enough about yourself to have some moral integrity, and then to just have some self-love and say, you know what, I'm not going out like that. I am not going out like that. I'm going to get myself together, amen. I'm going to live a life that's conducive to me having joy and peace and long life. And that's what I want to say to you brothers on a down low. If you're in a homosexual relationship, I just want to say you need to just work that out a little bit to the point where you're expressing some more love, amen, because love has a lot to do with it. Love has a lot to do with it. And then if you're Christian and you're in any kind of relationship, I'll solve that issue for you. No sex. If you're not married, if you have no sex, you have no sin, amen. And it's just across the board. It's just across the board. If you don't have any sex, then you can't get any sexually transmitted diseases. Then you don't have to worry about being under condemnation. You don't have to leave the church. You can go to church and praise the Lord and worship the Lord and don't have to be convicted by the Holy Spirit, because you know the difference between right and wrong. We all do. We all do. And again, that down low love, that's some dangerous stuff. Whether you're a man with a woman or whatever, don't let any man put you in secret. Don't let them put you in the shadows. You deserve to be on center stage. If you can't walk down the street arm in arm, if the only time you see him is when he comes to your house and then he's looking for something in an intimate way, then you are with the wrong person. If the only time you see him is during the week and you can never hear from him on the weekends, that's the wrong person. I'm talking to the single women out there. And if all he wants to do is pressure you for sexual intimacy, then, and you're telling him that you want to preserve yourself for marriage, and he keeps saying, if you love me, you'll do it, or my stomach hurts, or I'm in pain, or I'm a man, and if you don't do it, I'll do it with somebody else, then you just need to tell him to get the stepping in the opposite direction, because, you know, if he can't respect you right now, then he's not going to be able to respect you if you marry him, and the likelihood of that is slim. Because a man that will marry a woman will respect that woman before he marries her. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. I hope I'm not being too real for anybody. I just pray that I'm not being too real. But I pray that I'm being real enough for you to get an understanding that you're better than that. You deserve real love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love. You deserve love that's going to say, you know what, I value you, I treasure you, I respect you, I honor you, I want to do the right thing by you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Get somebody that's going to make a commitment to you, amen. And that goes into my next thing, which is sharing. And I see now that I'm not going to be able to hit my third point. I'll have to do that on next Friday. But we'll be here. We'll be together on Fridays for a while. And I want you to call me. The number is 646-652-4832. Tell some people that Pastor Rebecca Simmons is talking about relationships, real relationships, in a very real way on Fridays at lunchtime. Get you a sandwich. Get you a Diet Pepsi. And get in front of a computer. Put on some earphones if you have to sit at your desk. And let's talk about relationships. Next week, I want to talk about marriage. I want to talk about making marriage work from the women's point of view. Amen. And I'm going to try to remember that it's a daytime program so that I don't say some of the wrong stuff. Because if children are listening, I want to respect the parents enough not to put too much. I don't believe that children should be exposed to too much at an early age. So I'm going to remember that it is a daytime program, PG. not PD, general. It has to be general, amen. But look, let's talk about this sharing thing. What is the deal with that? What is the deal with that? What makes any person think that they are enough of a man or enough of a woman that they can have more than one person in their lives? I don't get it. I just don't get it. If you are in a relationship with someone and they are married, you are a mistress, or you are a, I don't even know what they call men, maybe a gigolo. The thing about it is you are sharing something that belongs to someone else. That person can never be your husband because he's married to someone else. That person can never be your wife because she's married to someone else. And if they're telling you that they're going to get a divorce so that they can be with you, you're the only one that rocks their boat. You're the only one that they can think about. They dream about you all of the time. Lies, lies, and more lies. That person is a manipulator. That person is a liar. That person is deceiving you, and they are deceived because they might even believe their truth. You know, some of these people play the game so well that they believe their own lies. Their own lies become their truth, but it doesn't have to be your truth. Don't settle for that. That's not real love. That's crazy love. That's crazy love to say that I'm just going to be here for him or her when they need me. I'm just going to be here to take second best. You don't have to take second best from anybody. You're better than that. You deserve better than that. God has your own person in store for you. He has a one. He has your own Adam for you, Eve, and he has your own Eve for you, Adam. You don't have to settle, and the lies are there. Not enough men to go around. All of the good men are in jail or gay. You know, lies, lies. Good love is there to be found. And God says, if you delight yourself in me and delight yourself in my laws and meditate on my laws day and night, he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. God will give you the desire of your heart. He will give you what you want if you are walking according to his commands, if you are in relationship with him, if you are loving on him first. And that's what I talked about on last week. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. What does that mean? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. That means that you don't have anything else, baby. You don't have anything else because you're loving God with everything that you have. And as a result of that, God flows down his glory. His glory just showers down on you. And his glory flows through you, and you become radiant. And you know what radiance says? Radiance says that I'm irresistible. I'm irresistible. People are attracted to the radiance that comes from godliness. Let me say that again because I just said something. People are attracted to the radiance that comes from godliness. If you get connected to God like that, where you're loving him with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and allow that love that's come, that you're beaming up to God, pour back down on you, because you know you reap what you sow, amen. So you sow love to God. God showers you with his glory, amen. And he makes you radiant, amen. And you just have a glow about you. You have a sense of irresistibility about you. And you walk a certain way in the confidence of knowing that God loves you so much, and that you're just walking in the glow and the glory of his love. And that's attractive because you have that confidence and you have that radiance, and the people of the opposite sex will be drawn to that. They will look at you and say, who is that woman? Or who is that man? And they would say, she is irresistible, or he is just fine. He's just fine. And you don't have to be that attractive, but God will make you attractive. He will make you radiate his love to the world. He said, let your light so shine. Let your light so shine. And you get to the point where you'll be picking and choosing who you want to go to lunch with or who you want to take out for coffee if you're a guy. You will be picking and choosing, and your wife, your husband will be right there in the mix. So don't tell me that there's not enough to go around. You don't have to share. I'm out of time. I'm out of time. I just want to, again, thank you for tuning in to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm talking to you on Fridays, keeping it real about relationships, life, love, marriage, sexuality, everything. Tell somebody to come on over and listen to the archive, because I know that a lot of people need to hear what God just said through me. Amen. Amen. Our church is in Elizabeth, New Jersey, New Creation Christian Ministries. If you're in the New Jersey area, stop over and see us sometimes. We're about getting you to the point, getting the people of God to the point where they can have life, and that life more abundantly. So remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Don't you be on the down low, and don't you be out there sharing. Don't you be sharing. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you, and so do we. Hear it, Power in the Word. Peace.